How much of a geek are you?
Okay, all you geeks out there, my people, are you ready to test your geekiness with this pop culture quiz? We have 15 questions for you that should separate the true geeks from the, well, the rest of you. Keep a note of how many questions you answer correctly, and we'll give you your geek rating at the end. So grab a pen and let's play. Question number one. Which actor played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises? Is it
A. Tom Hanks, B. Tom Holland, C. Tom Hardy?
The answer, of course, is C. Tom Hardy. Question two. What is Superman's birth name?
A. Jor-El, B. Kal-El, C. El-Cid.
And the answer, of course, is B. A was his dad, and C was a famous Spanish guy. What more can I say? Three. In the chronology of the Star Wars saga, which of these films comes first? Is it
A. The Empire Strikes Back, B. The Force Awakens, C. Rogue One?
It is, of course, C. Rogue One. Four. Which of these TV series features a remorseful vampire called Angel?
A. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, B. The Vampire Diaries, C. True Blood?
And the answer is A, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where he played a vampire that doesn't suck. Five. What is Wolverine's real name?
A. James, B. Logan, C. Hugh.
Okay, trick question. I know you're thinking Logan, but the answer is actually A, because his real name is James Howlett. Logan is the surname of the man who may be his biological father. Six. Keanu Reeves is a character called Thomas Anderson in which of these films?
A. Point Break, B. John Wick, C. The Matrix.
And the answer is C, The Matrix, although, of course, most people just call him Neo. Seven. In Game of Thrones, ever heard of it? What is the emblem of House Baratheon?
A, a stag, B, a lion, C, a wolf.
And the answer is, of course, A, a stag. 8. How many actors have played the Harry Potter character Albus Dumbledore?
A. 2, B. 3, C. 4.
And the answer is C. 4. The four actors are Richard Harris, Michael Gambon, Jude Law, who plays a young Dumbledore in Fantastic Beasts, and Toby Regbo, who played a teenage Dumbledore in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, and Fantastic Beasts. Question 9. Which of these alien languages has the simplest grammar?
A. Klingon, B. Vulcan, C. Groot.
And the answer is C, Groot. I am Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy says it all, really? Say it with me. I am Groot. Question number 10. What model of Terminator is played by Arnold Schwarzenegger?
A. The T-800, B. The T-1000, C. The T-X.
And the answer is A, the T-800. Don't forget,
He'll be back.
11. Which evil corporation features in the Alien movies? Is it?
A. The Tyrell Corporation. B. The Weyland-Yutani Corporation. C. The Umbrella Corporation.
The answer is B. The Weyland-Yutani Corporation. The Tyrell Corporation figures in the Blade Runner movies. That's right. And the Umbrella Corporation is in Resident Evil. 12. How many actors have played British secret agent James Bond in the cinema?
A. 5. B. 6. C. 7.
Now look, don't worry about taking your time with this one. Just go through them one by one and you'll get the correct answer, which is, of course, C. 7. Following Sean Connery's iconic portrayal, those seven actors are David Niven in the 1967 version of Casino Royale, George Lazenby, the former model, Roger Moore, who had that wry smile, Timothy Dalton, who I think is underrated, Pierce Brosnan, who was great, and Daniel Craig. Let's give him credit for Daniel Craig. Question 13. Who is Steve Rogers? Is he?
A. Iron Man. B. The Hulk. C. Captain America.
And the answer is C. Steve Rogers is Captain America. 14. Who wrote the celebrated comic Watchmen?
A. Stan Lee. B. Alan Moore. C. Neil Gaiman.
What a great list. However, the answer is B. Alan Moore wrote Watchmen. And now, question 15. In how many movies has Margot Robbie played Harley Quinn?
A. 1. B. 2. C. 3.
I know you're thinking 2, but the answer is actually C, 3. 2016's Suicide Squad, 2020's Bird of Prey, and 2021's The Suicide Squad, which brings us to the end of this quiz. So, count up the number of correct answers, and let's see what your score reveals.
0 to 5 correct answers.
You suck. I mean, you're not really interested in this stuff, are you? I mean, you've probably watched one or two Marvel movies because your friends insisted on it, but you definitely prefer to read a good book. Good for you. The rest of us are clearly immature.
6 to 10 correct answers.
You may not think of yourself as a geek, but then how do you know so much of this pop culture information? It's precisely the people like you who make this stuff so successful, the ones fooling themselves that it's not really their thing. Give in.
11 to 15 correct answers.
Okay. All right. That's impressive. There really were some tricky questions in there. Like it or not, I gotta give it to you. You are a total geek. Respect. If you got 13 or more, then you should probably consider some sort of detox program or join my board gaming group.